Welcome to Explode Your Coaching Business Podcast, helping coaches, speakers, and trainers to live their purpose, grow their business, and make an impact in the world. Now, here's your host, Simona Vincenzi.
Hello, hello, hello. Here is Explode Your Coaching Business Podcast, brought to you by gtex.org.uk. Growing together exponentially. I am your host, day one, Andy Oli. Put your hands together for Simone Vincenzi. And this is the podcast for coaches, speakers, and trainers who want to grow their businesses by making an impact in the world. Today's episode is sponsored by Explode Your Coaching Business Training. For more, visit www.gtex.org.uk/start. I'm so excited about today's show because this is a bonus show. This is a bonus episode where I will share with you a simple model to sell more with less stress. We have been using this model to sell more than £300,000 of coaching program and services. And Ben designed this model to help the biggest recruitment agency in the world, the Adecco Group, multi-million pound business. Now, stay tuned because it's going to be juicy. If you want to reach out to me personally and see who is this dude behind this crazy voice, now you can reach out to me at simone@gtex.org.uk. That comes straight into my inbox. And with that, let's start with the interview. Here we are, and welcome to another episode of Explode Your Coaching Business Show. Today is a very short episode. And the reason why I'm doing this episode, it is because last day I was talking to my business partner, and we were thinking about a new way. Creating a new way to help people selling more. Because a lot of people come to us and say, how do I sell more? How do I sell more coaching packages? How do I sell more coaching courses? How do I sell more from stage? And I found that there is this big pattern that people want to help us to help more with selling now. So this is why I decided to create this blog. Now, for those of you that don't know right now, I've been used to sell a lot when I was in catering industry, and that's why I never had to look for a job, because I was recruited from place to place. I was the waiter who was selling the most in every restaurant. And then my business partner, then he designed the Ben Shorter. He designed the sales courses and the sales strategies for the all of the group here in the UK recruitment industry with a turnover of billions. Now, How do you do that? How do you sell without being salesy? How do you sell with less stress? Now, this is what I want to share with you guys. Now, this is starting from number one, this is a very great model, which is called the YLO model. YLO model. So what does the YLO model mean? So the first thing is the W. W stands for welcome. What does it mean, welcome? So first of all, hi Kimberly, thank you for joining. When you have a client that comes to you and they say, and you meet him for the first time, what do? First of all, you welcome them. And why is this important? Because you want to make them feel at home. You want to make them feel comfortable. What happens if they don't do that? There are a lot of people that go immediately, start with their pitch, or they start with exploring what is that they want to get out of the session. But what happened? You haven't spent the time to get your clients really comfortable with you. Now, what happens instead if you get the clients to be comfortable with you? That's an all new story. Why is that? Because when the client is happy to be with you, is comfortable with you, when the client it feels like home, they're more likely to buy. Does it make sense? Because you're spending that time ask them how they are. How are you? What have you been up to? Oh, great. I like your shirt. I like your tie. There are women like, oh, what a bag. Where did you buy your bag? It takes such a small, it's a small difference. But if you set the conversation on the right tone, it means that instead of like climbing uphill in order to make the sale, you can actually go downhill and be comfortable and make the sale easier. Is it making sense? I hope yes. So that's now on the WILO model. That's the W. Then you have the Y. What does the Y stands for? So first of all, you want to go out and ask questions. You want to inquire, you want to ask questions. You want to explore. And why do you want to explore? Well, you want to, for them to be, you want to ask questions. You want to understand where they are. You want to understand what they are looking for. You want to understand what is they're afraid of. You want to understand what is their desire. And why is that important? Because the more you understand what their desire is, the more you can help them. The more you can understand what is that they are afraid of, what are their fears at the moment, the more you can help them. Now, why is this important? Because if you don't explore, if you don't ask questions, then you will just pitch something like, I don't know, if you ever met someone who wants to sell you double glazing, right? And what they say all the benefit of the double glazing, and they go into this amazing sales pitch. But the problem is that you don't need double glazing. So what you want to find out is as many information as possible that they can help your client finding, you can help you finding more information about your client. That's why that's so powerful. Now let's move on to the next part. Once you have those information about your client, when you ask them, what is that you're looking for? Tell me a bit more about your business. Tell me a bit more about your life. What have you been doing? What have you done so far to solve this problem? What is the challenge that you're having right now? Where do you see yourself going in the next 12 months? It's an old question that can help you understand. And then what you want to do is to build a set of questions that will help you every single way while you're having the sessions. Now, let's go back and look at your, the L. The L, which stands for lead. Why is leading important? Well, leading is definitely important because when you ask those questions, then you want to lead them somewhere. Ideally, once you find out that you can help them, you want to lead them in making the buying decision. Otherwise, there is no point to have the conversation together. I hope this makes sense. So now that there is you have this capability to have understood them, then you want to lead them in making the sales, in saying yes. Right? Is it making sense? I hope that makes sense. Because, for example, once you lead them, you can ask questions like, how do you think I could help you to make more sales within the next 12 months? Or you can say, what do you think you need in order to lose more weight within the next 5 months? Or you can say something like, what is important for you right now that I might be able to fulfill? Or, for example, if there are three things I could help you with, this is my favorite. If there are three things I could help you with that will make you say, Simone, if you could help me with this, it will be a straight yes. What are those things? So then in this way, I'm leading them towards a yes. I'm leading them towards a thing of working together. And then you have the last one, which is the O. And the O stands for option. Now, why is giving options very important? Well, giving option is very important because if you don't give option to people, they don't know what to choose. They don't know what's available for you. So you have all this work and then, all right, I'll get back to you. Thank you. Now, you want to direct them somewhere specific. So you give them the different options available. If you have only one option, you direct only with that one. So if you have listened, for example, to the podcast on pricing and productization, then you can look at that episode. But otherwise, yeah, go back and look at it. But otherwise, you can have maybe one option, which is your market, which is the thing that you're going for. Or there are maybe another three options where you have, where you give them a maybe lower price, a middle-end product, and a higher-end product. So that's completely up to you, how you're going to do this. Now, once you have the option, then the question becomes, which one would you like? Which one is the best for you right now? What would you like to go for? Which one do you think is the one that can help you the most? So by giving them those different options and different examples, then they might say, oh, actually, I would like this one. And then becomes just a matter of price. Can they pay it or not? If they can pay, great. If they're not, can you make maybe a payment plan for them? Can you find a way to make it more affordable, right? These are some questions to really think about, guys. Now, this is a very simple model that is called the WILO model. We have developed, me and Ben Shorter together, to make sure that you can sell more by having less stress. Now, if you want to know more about the WILO model, make sure you go on our, you can sign up here on our free training. You can go on www.gtex.org.uk/start, which will give you more information about the WILO model and how you can use that to increase your sales. We had people that close from hundreds to five-figure businesses only using these conversations. So you want to be one of them. They did it. You can do it too. I did it. You can do it too. And thank you very much for staying in this special episode of Explode Your Coaching Business Show. As I said, I'm really excited about this 14 episode here that we are having together. And next week, I'm going to have new guests. I'm going to have new people coming in. So make sure you always stay tuned, because what I have coming up for you is incredible guests talking about how can you run a six-figure business. You can have new guests talking about how to create an automated marketing campaign. You will have other guests talking about the secret of product creation. So how can you create the best product that will sell like hotcake? So that's what's going coming up. Guys, thank you very much for listening today. I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. Always remember, live with purpose. Ciao.